Hey there, everybody, and welcome to the Rubberneckin' Podcast. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Alicia.
And we are celebrating a big anniversary at Graceland today.
Yes, today in Graceland history, we celebrate 25 years ago, the car museum opened.
Get your motors running.
You can when you come here and come see the car museum, because we have some really cool cars in there still today.
Over 20 plus motorized vehicles.
Yes.
And I always loved anything that moved fast with an engine.
That's true. And you know, I was actually reading yesterday, he got a lot of speeding tickets, which I didn't
know.
Did he?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I did not know, but apparently he got a lot of them.
I thought he had a badge that kind of like got him out of that stuff.
I think that came later.
This
was like back in like the 50s.
Okay.
But you know, I'm actually sitting here looking at a few photos from the day that it opened. Kevin, have you seen these? They cut a little cute pink ribbon in front of the car outside the car museum.
Very cool.
Of course, was there. And this is just really cool to see. 25 years ago, we pulled these pictures from the archives to see the car museum opening.
25 years ago today. And you can see those photos on Graceland.com.
Yep.
Quick question. Favorite car in the car museum?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Is it?
Actually, I'm a big fan of the black and white, the Rolls Royces that are in the very front.
I kind of go towards the Rolls Royces
as well.
They're
very classy.
Since you took those, I'm going to, of course, go with the classic pink Cadillac.
Very nice.
Ferrari or the red MG from Blue Hawaii, which is not in there right now.
You can only pick one.
Okay, if I can only pick one, I'm going to go with the red MG from Blue Hawaii, which actually technically isn't in there right now.
That's true. And fun fact about that car.
I'm full of information today.
Well, I was just going to say I've had a personal experience with that car because I went with Angie over Rock to put it in the Clinton Library.
You were polishing and buffing that car.
I know. So I've been very up close and personal with that car. So celebrating lots of things here at Graceland. Let's talk about Elvis Week because that's
week,
coming up.
It sure is. And it's starting to get hot and a little humid, so that means Elvis Week is around the corner, and we're very excited to announce two new guests that joined the lineup for Elvis Week 2014. We have Paul Garland and David English. They are the authors of the new Follow That Dream book, Elvis Presley, Memphis to Nashville 61, which chronicles two charity concerts that Elvis did in 1961 in February, and has over 100 unpublished photographs from Elvis's charity show.
I'd be interested to see what those 100 unpublished photographs are.
I know, I am too. And you can get a sneak peek, of course, at the official Elvis Insiders event during Elvis Week on August 14th. More information at elvisweek.com. Of course, tickets now available. And for the book, I believe you'll get a sneak peek of the book at the event and then also be able to pick it up. So it should be very exciting. This book's been a long time in the making.
I think it's been
2 years or something like
That's great. I mean, Elvis Week is just going to be packed full of so many events. I mean, listening to cool people like this talk about their books on top of, you know, all kinds of performances. We have the ETA contest. We've got a really cool new number that we've talked about before.
A cappella.
Which is going to be so cool.
So we've been rehearsing. So Alicia, let's do our a cappella number.
I wish I had the little like buzzer that you blow into to hit the tone.
Yeah, we're not going to torture you by doing the a cappella. Alicia and I sing quite a bit around the office. Actually, leading into this podcast, we were singing "Get Your Motor Running."
We were
had it on the highway.
We were.
We're just going to speak the verses now.
let's not bore the crowd with that.
No, but there is some exciting news with Memphis native Grace Askew.
Yes, Grace has been known around Memphis for a really long time. She's a self-titled, quote-unquote, bluntry, which is a combo between blues and country songstress.
Mm-hmm.
And she was actually just on NBC's The Voice
recently. She advanced far in the competition.
Very far. And she also just cut a new album at Sun. Very recently. And
very cool. Like Elvis.
Yeah. With that, she did an interview with RollingStone.com. And she actually talks about Elvis and credits Memphis being the driving force behind her performances and her music. And what she says about Elvis is really cool. She said, it was just so surreal. I feel like Elvis is my guardian angel. All these things in my life have involved Elvis, and from my first crush to the first CD that I ever bought. I did a little one-hour session at Sun when I was 19, but little did I know that 8 years later, I'd be cutting an album where all my heroes had been. It was such a blessing to be able to cut an album there, which really is, I mean, a really cool experience for musicians. I know that a lot of people, when they come through Memphis, that they go to Sun and also Graceland, but they actually get a chance to be in the recording studio.
The same place Elvis, but Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, Jerry Lewis, and so many others recorded. Speaking of folks who were inspired by Elvis, as we count down to July 5th, the anniversary of Elvis recording That's All Right and the beginning of rock and roll, we are counting down with 60 days of rock and roll and artists influenced by Elvis. And today's artist is Aerosmith.
Love Aerosmith.
Got some great hits out there. Joe Perry said, it's not just the music, it's what he accomplished and what he did. You can't say enough about what he contributed. He laid the groundwork for breaking out, and the rest is history. And of course, so very true. And 6 years of rock and roll right around the corner.
And speaking of, you know, Joe Perry and 6 years of rock and roll, if you actually come to Graceland and go to the VIP exhibit with the 6 years of rock and roll exhibit,
you can see him.
We have an actual interview with Joe Perry that runs on the screens.
I thought he was actually in the exhibit.
He might be.
For an extra price.
Maybe one day.
An upgrade ticket.
You never know. You never know who you're going to see at
this
Graceland.
This is true.
That's 100% true.
And who was our most recent celebrity visitor?
To
meet him.
Bruno Mars.
Yes.
I thought you were going to talk about Mrs. Tennessee because she was here yesterday.
Mrs. Tennessee was also here.
So you never know who you're going to see, who you're going to run into, or who's going to be visiting Elvis Presley's Graceland here in Memphis. But do we have any sightings today?
We do have one sighting, and this is a personal sighting.
Perfect.
Filed by yours truly, Kevin. Was watching the CBS This Morning show earlier today, Norah O'Donnell, Charlie, and Gail, and they were talking about the Restoration Hardware catalogs, which apparently they shipped out 60,000 copies of 11.6 pounds of catalogs for the entire year, all at one time, to every single person that, on their list. And apparently it's caused a big uproar for like waste or whatever. And so leading into that segment, they played Elvis Presley's Return to Sender.
Very nice. Very well suited for that.
Very true. A little bit longer than our normal sightings, but I was having to recall it from personal history.
Well, I appreciate your sightings, and please keep sending us your
sightings
from all over the world. And I think that's all we have today.
Yes, that wraps up this edition of the Rubberneckin' Podcast. We'll see you next week, hopefully with a little bit more news about Elvis Week, if that's a little bit of a tease
Ooh,
for
a
you.
Little
so
tease.
Tune in next week. We'll see you guys later.